We've been reporting on this all morning. In the midst of nation building, Egypt's prosecutor general has ordered the detention of former President Hosni Mubarak ahead of an investigation into corruption and abuse allegations. How will this work exactly, and how surprising was this decision? How likely is it that Mubarak will be taken into custody? BBC's Middle East correspondent Yolan Nell joined us early this morning from Cairo.
Well, really a lot of very dramatic events here, and quite an unprecedented turn of events too for a former leader in the Arab world. Now, we heard first of all that Mr. Mubarak had been taken ill while he was being questioned by the general prosecutor, and that then he was in the intensive care unit at Sharm el-Sheikh International Hospital, which is not far from his luxury residence in the Red Sea Resort. Now, we understand that he will remain in detention there for 15 days. That's what we understand at the moment. We're waiting for clarification on his condition exactly. But what I should also tell you is that his two sons, who are also being questioned, have now, we understand, been moved to an actual jail just outside of Cairo. They're also being held in custody for 15 days pending these investigations.
How cynically are people taking these suspicions that there's a medical reason for Hosni Mubarak to be in custody?
Well, I think the general public will be suspicious about the timing of these heart problems, also very worried that ill health combined with the old age of Mr. Mubarak, remember that he's 82 years old, that this could perhaps, they think, prevent him from going on trial. And adding to all the speculation that's going on are medical sources who were quoted by Egyptian state television overnight saying that the 82-year-old had refused to eat or drink for 2 days ahead of this questioning by investigators.
Yolan Nell is the BBC's Middle East correspondent on the line from Cairo. Finally, before we go, given the widespread suspicion that the Mubaraks have taken lots of money out of Egypt, is there any chance that this would be a 15-day questioning and then there you go, we found nothing? This has to sort of come up with some sort of indictment or accusation, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, the pressure is very much on the general prosecutor. He does seem to be trying to send out a clear message that Mr. Mubarak and his sons are not immune from prosecution. This follows some mass rallies that have taken place in Egypt in the past few days and a sit-in in Tahrir Square in central Cairo that began on Friday, which was broken up by the armed forces around the time we started to get these announcements. And people are really pressing for the Mubarak family to face prosecution. There had been a lot of concerns that perhaps a deal had been done with Egypt's new military rulers because people knew that they were very cozy with them.
Well, no deals at this point, though. The BBC's Middle East correspondent Yolan Nell joined us earlier this morning from Cairo.